Alright. Let me get this thing zipped up. Go for the walk. Let me tell you, you know, yesterday, talking about how dark and ominous it looked toward the north, and, windy, cold, and let me tell you, just after I got back off of this, the storm came in from the north, and it dumped, at least an inch of snow, and for a little while there was blizzard-like conditions. Apparently, while Lisa was trying to get the kids from school, that was when the blizzard happened. There's still snow on the ground. By and large, started soaking. It was a wonderful snow. It was wet and marvelous. Marvelous, marvelous, marvelous. So, this article that I stumbled onto pretty early today, and didn't really get much of it. It wasn't really an essay out of it, so I'm not counting it as an essay, not putting it in the thing, in the mix. An article about preventive medicine. Now, this came from a money magazine. So it was all about whether preventive medicine was cost effective, and most preventive medicine isn't cost effective. You spend a lot more money trying to identify a problem than it costs simply to wait, identify it when it's doing something to you, and take care of it then. You know, the whole I am a bit of a skeptic on most aspects of preventive medicine. I think it's mostly a industrial method to, you know, mostly advertising, mostly a new funding stream for the medical industry, and, you know, I'll be honest, I think doctor training has a whole lot to do with scare tactics and stuff like that. You know, how to deal with patients is basically how to scare them into doing what you want them to do. And that it's only one step from that to being Mr. Smart Doctor or Ms. Smart Doctor. Miss Smart Doctor, Mrs. whatever. To say, hey, wait a minute, if I put the scare tactics up on this and this and this, I'm going to make a lot more money. You know, it's just a lot unethical. And you go, excuse me? Most of medicine is borderline unethical. Almost all of it is. You know, and I'm not going to sit here and question your ethics here. I'm just saying you work in a rather unethical field. Which profits you more handsomely the less ethical you are. And you go, so I would have to say that if we were to apply simple standards to it, you know, you have to question the ethics of doctors, which is taboo. You're not supposed to do that. You know, all doctors are pure as a driven snow. right up there with teachers, which I'm sorry, have no right to such a status, neither do doctors. Actually, you know what? Nobody deserves that kind of status. Nobody. I was just watching a bit of actually a follow-up documentary on Scientology, and they're really quite well trained and good, apparently, at twisting things around. Their favorite, you know, it seems like the favorite phrase they use during this thing is "How dare you?" And it's like, always the kind of thing that they run to, you know. Every attack is an unjustified personal attack. And you go, well, because if you're taking it personally, you must be in trouble, you know. That offends me. You go, oh, kiddo, and that means we hit a raw nerve. You are not a good person. I know. Well, I don't know if you can really say that. You know, the whole thing, you know, always accuse Scientologists of being being a cult. That thing that just offends me. You go, yeah. You know, man, sometimes we're morally destroyed. You know, if I get called a cult member every other day, I'm probably not interfacing enough with general society. Anyway, so I reiterated yet again that I go, this is a question of sovereignty, and I worry about my sovereignty, and the political power that medicos, or I apply that term to anybody pretty much in the medical field, I'm not saying there aren't great doctors, that there aren't wonderful ethical doctors, but I think you have to fight pretty hard not to fall into the trap of, I'm more educated, I'm smarter than you, and there's certain things I can do to force you to do what I wish you to do. And you know, it isn't even a question of whether it's good or right, whether it will benefit society, which I find questionable, you know, certainly worthy of argument of whether this is good for society or not. I prefer the concept of, you stay out of my life and my business, and I'll stay out of yours. And in the end, social costs are, you know, we all agree that we're not going to get weird about social costs of individual behavior. That's not going to be part of that calculation. Because it can be used to ruin your life. And anyone can use it, not anyone. You know, there is no one that can be held exempt of it, but that's a terrible world to live in. Is the one that chooses to fight battles on that presumption. That this is this is where battles will be fought. You know, of course, in this world, where we have rejected God completely as people, as a culture, most cultures, where humanity has by and large done it, interpreted itself for having done so, where nothing is sacred, you know, you can't make those kind of suppositions. I'm not going to do that to you if you don't do that to me. And you go, it's regularly done. It's regularly done. You know, the golden rule is a statement of your behavior, my behavior, not somebody else's. You know, wouldn't the world be a beautiful place if everybody kept the golden rule? Well, yeah, it'd be fantastic. But you can't make other people do it. And there are going to be other people, sometimes many of them, who for their own personal reasons, don't want to live that way. They want to have one standard applied to themselves and another standard applied to other people. You know, because the only good thing is that we don't mess with each other. You know, we leave each other be. You know, try to be nice to each other. Hope we don't get offers of help misconstrued. But I'm just as bad as anybody about that. You know. So, I think back to my next door neighbor here in Chicken County, and a run-in that we had. You know, I'm sure I could have handled it better. You know, what my neighbor thought or felt about it, I really can't know, except from what he expressed, you know. And it didn't go well. And I think we kind of increased suspicion and stuff like that. And I'm a guy, and I'm not saying I'm right, or this is the right way to handle it, because I really don't know what the right way really is. You know, my basic philosophy is that I need to take myself out of that situation and put myself into a better situation than that. You know, for the whole aspect of, you know, I don't want to have this kind of running anymore. You know, I guess I grew up too much, I spent too much time out in the country where, you know, these weren't even issues. And I have to understand that I moved to town. I have to, to a certain extent, appease my neighbors, you know. Now, you can let your neighbors run all over you, and to a certain extent, I think Lisa would say that sometimes I let that happen. I would just as soon live somewhere else. You know, and it's not like, you know, I think I've talked a lot in the past about changing countries and stuff like that. And I think over time I've kind of settled down because, frankly, every place you know, living in one place or another, living among one culture or another, really is not, you know, I think it changes human nature less than we think. And, I think I would do better living a little bit further away from people. You know, and that isn't an indictment of them. They seem to be able to have, you know, me and my neighbors are friends with each other. You know? And at some point, I think I really offended two or three of them. I don't think I intended to on any level at all. I was offered a beer, I turned it down. I think that ultimately became really kind of the initial snub. I said, I just don't drink. I said, it isn't a question of not accepting what you're offering, whether they thought I was being, you know, anti-Hispanic or, you know, I have no clue. I have no clue what the mind process was. But it certainly became there was a chilling there. And then, you know, people have their problems. I've got mine, you know. I've got a pretty good catalog, frankly, myself. You know, I don't want to, I don't want to offend anybody. There's some things that bother me, and I stay away from them. It seems like other people around me are more talkers than I am. You know, like there's a direct need for some confrontation and stuff like that. And you go, I don't do that. I'm just not interested in being confrontational. Anyway, so I ground. Soaked up some water, blew over a bit. It's quite soft, of course most of this is sand. So it's got some water in it, loosened it up. It'll be blowing around here in not too long. Every time I think about it, especially with my own neighbors, I can never get so far as to say, you know what, I said, being quiet and just not approaching it is probably the best policy. Keep the mouth shut. You know, whether it's a difference of opinion, whether somebody's clearly right or clearly wrong, most of the time that really doesn't even matter to the relationship. You know, the smartest thing to do is always to say you're wrong and stuff like that. As long as it's just a matter of opinions or of what you say publicly, you know, there's really not a whole lot to lose over that. You know, it's not like you're going to do that. Now, when it comes to such things as neighbors, you've got to be a little more careful because at some point, you know, it's a conflict over a border, a line, a fence, a tree, you know, it could be any number of things that will cause more conflict. And, uh, And sometimes, you know, it's as if we just bite our lips, you know. And I think that's why. And I think I've gotten to that point, you know. So I just don't, you know, you guys are fine. I'm not here to tell you a thing. You know, as soon as obnoxious things I do that just make you want to scream at me, there's obnoxious things you do that I probably would love to do something about. But we're not gonna. You know? As much as each of us can exercise our own liberty, our own freedom, without having to, you know, just shoot on about it or anything else, I think that's neighborly. Oh, here comes some more geese. They've decided this little section of stuff is pretty enticing, interesting. I wonder what's in this field that is interesting to them. Because usually you think they would just, you know, you normally think of, I'm going to go away so they can have a place back. I think I've stepped part of them. The other part hasn't really paid attention to me yet. They're still there. Maybe the other ones will circle back and come back. You know, I don't want to make waves. And, you know, to a certain extent I curtail myself. My biggest problem is probably that I curtail myself too much. And that I just, you know, I usually imbue upon my neighbors too much jerkiness, probably unjustified, for you know, I'm not, like say for instance, I'm not putting up a radio tower because I think one of my neighbors may take some action against me. You know, the word lost has been thrown around by my neighbors on both sides. Although I do think that on one side, I think my neighbor may be a little tech. And he has threatened me with lawsuits before. And when the tree came down on one of our walls, there's actually a concrete wall that splits our two properties. On both sides, it's interesting. Both of them say that their property extends past fences, and that part of my backyard is on their property. And I'm not going to sit there and dispute it because I don't know. And, you know, and that's why I say, you know what, I would just as soon walk away from it. Even at a loss, if I had to, you know, lose some thousands of dollars to just kind of bow out of the whole situation and just say, you know what, I'm bye. You know, I don't want to mess with it. And that's that for me would be worth it, you know. And I probably wouldn't look at it as a sacrifice so much as a, this is the price you pay to learn things. And the first thing I need to learn is I need to get some distance from other people. And that's the better way to be, is that way. So yeah, I'm pretty sure the other neighbor who talked to my neighbors on the other side, they've talked about it. I'm sure that the story got told. I have never threatened a soul with lawsuit in my life. Never. Even when I had probably excellent cause to do it, I just don't do that stuff. I don't even talk about it. So when my other neighbor says, "What, are you going to sue me?" It's like, "What are you talking about?" And I said, just like, "What are you talking about?" "No, I'm not going to sue anybody on anything." You know, I don't like government. I don't like the justice system. I don't like police. I don't get involved with them. If I had a meth lab next door to my house, the cops would never hear about it from me, even if I had evidence to say so, you know. Most likely, if I were to go to jail, I would go to jail for not narking on my neighbors. That would be, you know, that's probably my biggest citizen failing, is that I don't give up. I've been accused. I've been accused many times, and I'll be the first one to say I never did any such thing. And you know, there's no evidence to give. It's just he said, she said. You go, you know, this doesn't really matter at this point. So, and I would expect that even if I moved out of town with lots of space around me and my house, I would still be offending my neighbors, having them threaten me with lawsuits and such, and creating all kinds of havoc. I think that would probably be what would, you know, I'm not saying that moving out of town would stop that from happening. You know, I didn't even thought about just burning down my house, splitting my property into two pieces, and giving them to each of my neighbors. They would probably like that very much. You know, I don't think I'm well liked. And I don't recall what I did to make this happen. You know, everybody else is really weird about their property rights, and I think I talk about it less often because see what the heck's going on, you know. Because you're in my backyard, I'm confused. Oh no, I can be back here. Why? Well, because I own part of it. And you go, what?
Because I'm very concerned, because I don't know the crap of the mind talk. I figure any, you know, fences that were set up by nature would have been set up on the property line. But I'm, you know, I ran into this more times than not. You know, fences don't make good neighbors because neighbors think they own the fence.
And I'm the kind of guy that just goes, you know what, I'm not really, you know, I don't want to mess with it. So yeah, would I rather move out of town on a couple of acres? Yeah. and have a nice buffer around me, put up the fence on the inside of that buffer, so that when I say, you know, when you're approaching my fence on this side, you know you've been inside my property for several hundred feet. Because there's no way you can get close to my fence without having violated that. So, you know, if your cows do it, that's fine. You know, they're dumb animals. They're going to go wherever they can. It says, but I expect people to be a little bit more, you know, presentable. But, you know, but frankly, I don't have the money. I'm broke. I don't have the ability. And by the time I probably would get the ability, I might not care anymore. You know? Oh no, you know, I can't say that. I think I'd still move out of town and just be done with it. And just say, you know what? Forget it. I just don't. No. I just don't want to. I just don't want to be a part of it anymore. I find myself more pulling back and pulling back and pulling back. Even though, in writing, I'm tending to get more and more engaged. And what should really matter? You know? I find myself more enamored every day of the term family ascendancy. In fact, I changed some of the stuff in my notes because they keep looking at it from the wrong vantage point. As government stole away sacred roles given by God to families, as governments encroach upon those, you know, the really small thing of it would be overreach. I don't know what the term would be for something like that. Hegemony? I actually stuck that in thinking it was hegemony. I've changed since and everything to make sure that I use the right term. But hegemony is a very interesting idea. I need to look at it more. Because it might very well be a good description of what happens when one encroaches on another. You know, I'm a live and let live guy. My basic philosophy of life is I really want to be left alone. You know, and you go, well, then you've got an interesting religion going there. And you go, I do. You know, many people join church because they feel like it most best reflects them. I didn't do that at all. If anything, I've joined a church that least reflects my personality. I want to be left alone, and I don't want, you know, like I said, my biggest aspiration would have been to be a sole lighthouse keeper. And perhaps God put me in this time to make it impossible for me. Although I've got a job that's probably about as close as you can get to such a thing these days. I know there's other people like me, you know, who really wish they would have been born a few you know, 100, 200, 300 years ago. You know, because there were roles for people like that. You know, you wanted to find people that were like that to take care of certain things. Sad part is we don't really have those anymore. You know, we do things our way. You know, it'd be so much more social now for being people that, you know, I would be perfectly happy if people didn't talk to me, you know. I don't know if someday I'll give a talk, you know, some kind of a speech on this subject, you know, have a sign on me that says, I would be just as happy if you didn't talk to me. You know, not to be rude, like you aren't worth being talked to and stuff like that. You know, there's no intention of saying anything about you. It's all about me. And I know there's plenty of people who would say, wow, you know, if you had that sign on your chest and you went and shook hands with them, the first thing out of their mouth would say, wow, that's incredibly rude. It's tempting just to say my point exactly. Because the first thing out of your mouth are an indictment or something. It's like, okay, forget it. Because you know what? This is... all I ever wanted to do was to be left alone. You know, divide. I understand I can't be independent. You know, I'm not... I hope I don't come across as being that obtusely stupid. But, you know, I go out, I work, I make enough money to support my family, I hope, although not really. At least not up to the standards that a modern society demands of people. That's another thing I get weird about, is all the demands being made. Oh, you gotta do this, you gotta do that. Oh, you gotta finish this college. Oh, you gotta do this and do that. And says, frankly, I don't have the money to do that. And so, I'm less of a man for it, I guess. And, you know, I'm sure somebody would come back and say that I didn't have the right attitude. That my job is to make the most amount of money that I possibly can. Shower it on, you know, shower half of it on my children, the other half of it on government, to, you know, as the representative of society, which I totally reject. I don't think government has anything to do with society. I don't think it even realistically reflects it. At least not the government of the United States of America doesn't do that. Because we're seeing too much now that by and large, the majority of people, when they're against something, that doesn't stop it from happening. And, you know, people come back later and say, oh, well, look how many people now agree with it. And you go, their agreement comes because it doesn't matter anymore. It doesn't matter what they think. They're just now starting to say, well, I've got to live with it. You know, and if that comes across as a, I'm in favor of it or I'm not in favor of it, who knows? There's a certain amount of coming to terms with things that you know, unless you just want to be angry all the time. And I just put my trust in God that whatever villainy happens, it happens, you know, it will get dealt with, you know, whatever I had stuck in my head that was wrong, that because I have no ability to change anything outside of my family, and then it's not as great as you would think it was. You know, not as powerful as you think it would be. That you don't have to worry too much about that. So, oh, I don't know. Throw that stuff out there. You know, people go, oh, you're just so rude, I'm just so offended. And you go, you know what? I think you're pretty safely, totally ignore me. Says, but sadly, many people are of a mind that they don't like dissension on any level at all. It will come to either say, no, you have to get rid of that, or change your mind, or you have to go to some kind of compassionate education or something, you know. Can't just leave people alone. Whether I'm right or wrong, it's not even a, you know. It's sad when you have people that just can't seem to let that go. So yeah, I do. I'd like ultimately to move to a different circumstance. Get a little distance from other people. You know, that seems to cause problems. So I'll do, you know, and I view it as a service to humanity to keep myself away from it. And to put up with it, basically. And to restrict myself to writing books, writing essays that may become books, being on the occasional forum, which sadly I think I'm very bad at. Every time I have never had a social media, I didn't call it success. I have never had a good experience with it. I mean, usually within 5 or 10 minutes, you know, I regret having done it. Or I so offend other people that, you know, it's over. You know, might as well not even continue. Or I've been banned, you know. But they were being banned immediately, and I just appeared. I don't know if somebody else had used that name before, but let me tell you. And you have to understand, you know, in chat rooms, I frequent a chat room, usually for about 10 minutes, every 3 or 4 years. And if they said, oh, I remember you, and you go, how could you possibly remember me? How many more people have you run into since I was here for all 10 minutes? But, you know, what do you do? So, anyway, I'm back. Okay, my God. Just one of them, though. Weird. See, you got a very back journey. You need equal treatment on both sides, which you don't ever do.